Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just had Lauren Murray on. Very interesting stuff. Definitely got to have her back on because we didn't even cover anything in any significant detail. An hour, just it's not enough time. But she's just a wealth of great information. She's put me in contact, too, with a Yale-graduated lawyer that I want to be having on. He's very much aware of the Skull and Bones trash cabal, and he's got a lot of, you know, behind-the-scenes information on that, so I'm, you know, going to be getting him on soon as well. Should be a very interesting interview. But this woman here knows her stuff, folks. She knows the whole thing from A to Z. Nothing gets past her. And, you know, when you look at her credentials, you see her background. She has got to be the number one world-renowned expert on depleted uranium. And, you know, that should tell you something right there. The woman knows her stuff. She knows what she's talking about. She is, in fact, a scientist. She's not coming at this from a, quote, layman's perspective, who's just got some paranoid thing going on. I mean, she knows what not only what this stuff is capable of doing to people, DU and other poisons they're dumping in the environment, but she also is very well aware of what their agenda is. It is world population control, population reduction. That's what this is all about. She's precisely correct. You know, for decades on end now, the globalists, the ones pushing for world government, the money bags pulling the strings behind the curtain, they've made that case very clear. You know, eugenics, this goes back to the mid to late 19th century. Meetings were held on an annual basis talking about how to reduce the world's population, make it easier to control. You know, a big proponent of this was H.G. Wells, member of the Fabian Socialist Society of England. Another one was Huxley and Huxley's brother, Julian, who became the assistant secretary general of the UNESCO. So there you go, guys. You know, across the board, people who hold high positions in government and governmental type bodies like the UN have been and still continue to be major proponents of this kind of psychopathic philosophy. So you wonder how it's gone on, how it's continued like it has for so long, because the ones at the pinnacles of power have made sure that it goes on. And because they control the media and the educational establishment, they continue to lie to you with phony reports that this stuff is good for you when in fact it's a deadly toxin. Hey, look, we now know, it came out in Salon.com in June of 2005, that government officials from the CDC and the NIH and other so-called health regulatory agencies met with pharmaceutical CEOs from, you know, Eli Lilly and Monsanto and other major corporations, pharmaceutical companies. And they promised them that, you know, they were getting sued over thimerosal. Kids were getting autism because of the mercury-laden preservative, thimerosal, in the inoculations. So they promised them, you know, instead of them telling them, hey, look, you can't do this anymore, this is causing autism. No, they love the fact that it's causing autism and death, and, you know, they're all into that stuff. They love it. It's great. If they die, well, that's just great because they want the population reduced. And if not, well, you know, they'll get autism or they'll be dumbed down enough so that they won't be able to think clearly and they can use them as cannon fodder in the military meat grinder. Either way, their purposes are served. So they tell them, hey, you know, don't worry. We're going to pass a law to make it impossible for parents to sue you over thimerosal-related, you know, brain disorders and birth defects. And we're also going to produce a report stating that thimerosal is not harmful for children. And they did 2 months later, August of 2005. It was reported all over the country that a new government study shows that thimerosal, far from being harmful to your child's development, is actually beneficial. So, you know, have your kids drink up, guys. Get them some mercury. According to the government, it's good for them. Nick Wells will be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I wanted to mention, once again, guys, if you're interested in reading my book, The New World Disorder, or Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or any of the other books I've got posted on lulu.com, the way to find them is just go to lulu.com, type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the titles come up that I have available. And like I said, I'll be having more coming up. The next one I hope to be posting soon. I have to edit it. I just haven't had the time to even start editing it yet because I'm on a major show preparing spree here. I've just got all these different ideas that I'm working on, and you know, I want to get through a lot of these. I just like having tons and tons of shows done way ahead of time. Stuff that I want to, you know, work on when I don't have guests planned. So I just, you know, I'm a fanatic that way. I like things done way ahead of time. So I have the editing of this book I want to post next kind of on hold right now, but I hope to be starting on that soon, and when it's ready I'll let you know. But it's the book on it's called An Alternative View of the Distant Past. I've had many people email me asking me when that's going to be coming out, and again, you know, it'll probably be a little while yet, but I'll keep you posted on that. Fascinating stuff. I'm going to be doing several shows based on that book, talking about early Earth history and how the available evidence, archaeological and legendary and so forth, just it doesn't match up with what mainstream historians and archaeologists are telling us, and anthropologists and so forth. Mainstream academia paints a very different picture of early man's history than what early man paints for us. They want us to believe that early man was a bunch of dumb brutes that walked around with clubs and could barely scratch their own nose without botching it, that they didn't have any skills of competency whatsoever. But that's not the case, guys. When we look at the evidence, the ancients were very highly advanced, very astute intellectuals, and they were capable, because they had the same brains we have, very capable of developing advanced technology. I would argue that their technology was not only on a par with our own, but probably surpassed it. And I think you'd be fascinated to hear the evidence I got to present to back that up. Anyway, let me, with the remaining time left, I thought I'd pick up where I left off the other day with the discussion of the Cold War. And, of course, I want to draw and have been drawing a parallel between that and the current war on terror, guys. Both are frauds, and both were designed to sucker the American people to supporting their imperialistic war endeavors of invading countries, taking them over, setting them up as outposts of the empire, stealing their resources, on and on and on. So let me pick up where I left off the other day. I was talking about Nicaragua and how it serves as a good example of how the U.S. has been invading countries and sabotaging them from within. It serves as a good example also as to how the CIA works internationally. To aid the Contras in their fight against the Sandinistas, the CIA distributed a manual entitled Psychological Operations in Guerrilla Warfare, which gave instructions on how to effectively carry out political assassination, blackmail, kidnapping, mob violence, and the blowing up of public buildings. The stuff that they attribute to Al-Qaeda. Unbelievable. It's called terrorism, guys, okay? And your intelligence agencies that your tax dollars pay for have been engaging in this kind of activity for decades on end in literally scores of countries all around the world. This comic book / training manual later stated that, quote, if it should be necessary to fire on a citizen who was trying to leave the town, guerrillas should explain that he was an enemy of the people. Just like they do, guys, now in the media here today, when you question 9/11. Why do you hate America? You're unpatriotic. You're an American. It's propaganda, folks. They don't want you to question 9/11 because they've got a whole lot to hide. The CIA also produced another manual, a comic book, if you will, for the Contras to distribute to the citizens of Nicaragua. It was called Freedom Fighters Manual. It's a 16-page booklet which instructed the reader on how to liberate Nicaragua from oppression and misery by a series of useful sabotage techniques. Their words. Some examples of the techniques listed were stopping up toilets with sponges, pulling down power cables, put dirt into gas tanks, put nails on roads and highways, cut down trees over highways, use the telephone to make false hotel reservations and false alarms of fires and crimes, hoard and steal food from the government, leave lights and water taps on, steal mail from mailboxes, go to work late, call in sick, short circuit electricity, break light bulbs, spread rumors, threaten supervisors and officials over the phone. These are direct quotes from a CIA manual that was to be distributed to the citizens of Nicaragua. Guys, any one of these things, if you did it over the phone or in any other form for that matter, you would, in fact, be arrested. declared an enemy combatant, sent to Guantanamo, tortured, and ultimately executed. And yet the CIA, once again, with your tax dollars, has been doing this and training others to do this for decades on end. I hope you see what's going on here. I hope you see the blazing and disgusting hypocrisy. We've been told through our propaganda media that we've been spreading freedom and democracy. Well, here's your freedom and democracy right here in action, in their own words. That's the kind of freedom and democracy they've been spreading abroad. And it's now the kind of freedom and democracy that they're hell-bent on spreading right here. In the case of the next terrorist attack, let me repeat, and I will continue to repeat it many more times on my shows, people like Eberhard and Rumsfeld and most glaringly Tommy Franks and Myers, but Tommy Franks worded it best. In the case of the next terrorist attack, he said, we're going to have some form of military government set up here, which is why they're passing laws right now, like the gun ban, or gun registration for vets. They want you totally disarmed so you can't stop their coming tyranny, guys. And they want you silenced so you can't expose them through things like the hate crime bill. So from now on, when I talk about the corrupt government of Israel rigging our political system through IPAC and through their spying agency, the Mossad, murdering people here to silence them, I have to say that I love Israel. So from now on, I want to talk about my fondness of Israel, engage in these sabotaging criminal war justification activities. How much I love Israel. I have to make sure I mention that from now on so I can't be accused of hate speech. Because it's now technically illegal to talk about Israel because you could be labeled as an anti-Semite. What a scam. What a rotten fraud. I hope you see what's going on in your country, folks. Your freedoms are almost non-existent. And every day that goes by, they're taking even more and more of them away. Because it's never enough for the tyrant. They always got to have more, more, more power. It's not enough if they nail you to the floor and chuck rocks at your head for aiming practice. They want to be able to do more than that. It's never enough. They want you to say, I love you, El Capitan, as they say it. Edgar Chamorro, a former colonel with the Contras, later gave the following testimony before the World Court about the CIA's operation in Nicaragua. Here's what he said. We were told that the only way to defeat the Sandinistas was to use the tactics that the agency, the CIA, attributed to communist insurgencies elsewhere. Kill, kidnap, rob, and torture. Many civilians were killed in cold blood. Many others were tortured, mutilated, raped, robbed, or otherwise abused. When I agreed to join, I had hoped that it would be an organization of Nicaraguans. It turned out to be an instrument of the U.S. government. No wonder Harry Truman said in 1963, guys, and keep in mind the CIA charter was created under his presidency. And even though he was a 33rd degree Mason himself, I guess the man had somewhat of a conscience. It drove him to make this statement about the CIA. Those fellows in the CIA don't just report on wars and the like. They go out and make their own. And there's nobody to keep track of what they're up to, including himself. It's become a government all of its own and all secret. They don't have to account to anybody. That's a very dangerous thing in a democratic society. And it's got to be put a stop to. That's an astonishing statement coming from, a former president, guys. A Mason at that, high-ranking Mason. He recognized the CIA was out of control. Keep in mind, he created this beast. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Find out exactly what has been going on. Ever since World War II, all of these invasions into foreign countries had nothing to do with fighting communism, and the invasions of the countries we're engaged in today have nothing to do with fighting terrorism. It's the same game being played. Just to sucker people to fight these wars for the elites who are controlling everything, manipulating everything, so they can gain absolute power and make a big fat wad of cash all along the way. And they've been lying to us on a grand scale, guys, to prevent us from finding out, you know, their crimes. Victor Marchetti, a former officer in the CIA's clandestine services, wrote an eye-opening article about the CIA in the Institute for Historical Review's Journal of Historical Review. In this article, Marchetti stated, quote, "The CIA, functioning as a secret instrument of the U.S. government and the presidency, has long misused and abused history and continues to do so. I first became concerned about this historical distortion in 1957 when I was a young officer in the clandestine services of the CIA. One night after work, I was walking down Constitution Avenue with a fellow officer who previously had been a reporter for United Press. How are they ever going to know, he asked, how are the American people ever going to know what the truth is about what we are doing and have done over the years. We operate in secrecy. We deal in deception and disinformation. And then we burn our files. How will the historians ever be able to learn the complete truth about what we've done in these various operations? These operations that have had such a major impact on so many important events in history. You know, guys, in the coming years, if this planet lasts much longer, you know, you're going to be looking in history books that are going to portray 9/11, even though the whopping majority of people in this country know the official story is a lie. It doesn't matter. They're still going to write the history books and portray 9/11 as that great day of infamy when we were caught off guard by 19 fanatical Arabs who were led by a terrorist in a cave in Afghanistan. That's going to be the official story in the historical record. It's a complete flippin' fairy tale. But then again, you look at our history books today, and we're told that we were caught off guard on December 7th, 1941, when those nasty evil Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. We had no idea that this horrible attack was going to occur. Had we known, of course, we would have stopped it. And this is what got us into that Second World War that we wanted nothing to do with. Oh, knock it off. The history books are filled, brimming over with fairy tales, guys. It's time to strip away the facade and realize that we are every bit as much in the Dark Ages today as humanity was 500-600 years ago. Another typical case scenario of outrageous abuse of power, as well as total disregard for human rights during U.S. foreign interventions, was the CIA's Operation Phoenix, which resulted in the murder of tens of thousands of innocent Vietnamese citizens that were suspected of being communist sympathizers. As part of this operation, many U.S. soldiers were sent on search and destroy missions, being ordered to shoot anything that moves. Those are the orders given to them. Of particular noteworthiness was the famous My Lai massacre, during which hundreds of unarmed villagers, including women, children, and the elderly, were shot in cold blood, and at least one woman in this village was raped before being killed. Others were ordered into a ditch where rapid-firing machine guns were unleashed upon them. Still others were sadistically tortured by applying electric shocks to the genitals of both male and female victims. Such behavior, folks, it goes without saying, is horrifyingly reminiscent of Hitler's Nazi Germany. And yet this was done by American troops, supposedly bringing freedom and democracy. And, you know, while we can't exempt the soldiers who partook in this for blame, at the same time, unfortunately, this was policy, guys, that was being pushed on them at the highest levels. Many of them were on serious mind-altering drugs, LSD, for example, which was given to them by the CIA directly. So they weren't even within their right minds to resist this. And it's sad that so many of these soldiers came back and were spit upon, and, you know, they were just caught up in one ugly mess over there, over which they had absolutely no say, no control whatsoever. The House Intelligence Committee reported back in 1996 that, quote, the CS, or clandestine service of the CIA, is the only part of the IC, intelligence community, indeed of the entire government, where hundreds of employees on a daily basis are directed to break extremely serious laws in countries around the world, including the U.S., guys, on a daily basis. Stick with us. I'll finish that quote when we get back. Shocking stuff.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Guys, welcome back to Two Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing with my discussion here of the fraudulent nature of the Cold War and the outlandish crimes that were committed during that time. Let me continue with this congressional report. One more sentence here. It went on to say, a safe estimate is that several hundred times every day, DO, or Directorate of Operations officers, engage in highly illegal activities every day, hundreds of times, they said, around the world. CIA activities constitute highly illegal conduct. Highly illegal. In other words, they murder, they rape, they sabotage, they blow things up, they engage in drug dealing, drug trafficking, guys. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on. Put it this way. In your wildest imaginations, the most evil thing you can conceive of probably doesn't even scratch the surface. Now, you know, is everybody in the CIA doing these things? No, of course not. In fact, a very small percentage of CIA employees do this. This is only known about and engaged in by high-rank, top-notch officials and the few trusted thugs they hire, usually, recruiting them from already questionable, the mafia or satanic cult groups. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been recruiting people from there for a long time. Why? Because they know they already don't have a conscience. They can be trusted to go out and kill people. They kill people anyway. Hey, if you want, you can make it part of your ritual when you kill them. Bring them for a human sacrifice to your satanic cult church there. Whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter. Just kill them. Literally. This is what goes on, folks. Noam Chomsky made some interesting statements about the Cold War. He said, parliamentary governments were barred or overthrown with U.S. support and sometimes direct intervention. In Iran in 1953, in Guatemala in 1954, and again in 1963, in the Dominican Republic in 1963 and 65, in Brazil in 64, in Chile in 73. He's giving a list here like I did the other day. It's just astonishing how many countries you've been involved in. He goes on to say, our policies have been very much the same in El Salvador and in many other places across the globe. The methods were not very pretty. What the U.S.-run Contra forces did in Nicaragua, or our terrorist proxies in El Salvador or Guatemala, wasn't ordinary killing. A major element was brutal, sadistic torture, beating infants against rocks, hanging women by their feet with their breasts cut off and the skin of the faces peeled back so that they bled to death, chopping off people's heads. Sorry, guys, this is gruesome, but you need to know just exactly how our CIA operates. Chopping people's heads off and putting them on stakes, just like they did in the Dark Ages, by the way. There was one crusade that was held. 70,000 Protestant Huguenots were destroyed in one day, and they brought their heads back to Rome and set posts up outside the city, stretching for miles, and put one head on each post as trophies so that when visitors came to the Vatican over the next several days, until they started to really rot and smell bad, they had these heads on posts as trophies. Unbelievable. And, of course, the Pope had the bells ring out in Jubilee, and they minted a coin in celebration of the massacre. That was just one of thousands like that all during the Dark Ages. But I'm just bringing the point out here that this is exactly the same thing the CIA does. It's like they read these history books of what they did back then, and they brought it back to life because they've been doing the same exact thing. Of course, when you recognize the Jesuit ties with the CIA, well, that only makes sense now, doesn't it? The quote goes on here. Noam Chomsky says, the point was to crush independent nationalism and popular forces that might bring about meaningful democracy. There's a very solid case for impeaching every American president since the Second World War. They've all been either outright war criminals or involved in serious war crimes. Well, they have been war criminals simply on the basis that they've been sending us to war without the constitutionally required congressional declaration of war. So, yeah, they all are war criminals. The only exception to that, guys, was Kennedy, who tried to pull us out of Nam. In fact, he intended to had he lived. That's why they had to kill him, one of the reasons anyway. Former Attorney General Ramsey Clark. Good man, that Ramsey Clark. Summed it all up with these words. The greatest crime since World War II has been U.S. foreign policy. And, of course, he recognizes that to be the case today with the current war on terror. No different. By the way, if anybody has any contact for him, I think he's still alive. I know he was as of a few months ago. He's getting up there in age, though. I'd love to get him on. The poor guy, I don't know how his health is doing, but he's getting up there. If anybody has any contact info for Mr. Ramsey Clark, by all means, please send it to me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. truthhurtsradio@aol.com. I'd love to get him on the show. Anyway, to help you better understand the complete psychopathic mentality that has underpinned U.S. military interventions ever since World War II. Here's a few upsetting quotes, guys, to ponder. This first one is from a 1954 White House Commission report, the Doolittle Report, on CIA covert activities. Here's what it says. It is now clear that we are facing an implacable enemy, meaning the Soviet Union. Yeah, right. Whatever. Here's your propaganda again right here. An implacable enemy whose avowed objective is world domination by whatever means and whatever cost. Who was interested in world domination by whatever means and whatever cost? Yeah. Where do you think your national debt comes from, folks? Primarily. It goes on. There are no rules in such a game, obviously. That's why the CIA has been breaking serious laws around the world hundreds of times a day, every day, for decades on end now. There are no rules in such a game. Hitherto acceptable norms of human conduct do not apply. Oh, you don't say now. They admit it, guys. If the United States is to survive, long-standing American concepts of fair play must be reconsidered, i.e., abandoned. We might, well, at the time of this writing, that was already done, of course. We must develop effective espionage and counter-espionage services and must learn to subvert, sabotage, and destroy our enemies by more clever, more sophisticated, and more effective methods than those used against us. This, of course, was all, again, complete lies. This wasn't happening. Who was foolish enough ever to want to have attacked the U.S.? All during the Cold War, guys. They knew if they had done so, they would have been obliterated, completely decimated. But, you know, the claim was that, oh, yeah, we're being attacked from every possible conceivable angle. And so we've got to be more ruthless than they are. It was just an excuse to be ruthless, to engage in their outright imperialism so they could take control of the world, steal its resources, rape and pillage its people, exploit them, drive them more desperately into poverty. The quote continues here, one last sentence. It may become necessary that the American people be made acquainted with, understand, and support this fundamentally repugnant philosophy. Well, haven't they done just that, guys, through the dumbed-down, controlled entertainment media today? The movies, even ones geared toward kids, especially ones geared toward kids, that are so violent. You know, I think of the Batman cartoons on the Cartoon Network, which I like, by the way. Used to watch with my son all the time. But I'd shriek sometimes in horror at some of the violence in those cartoons that are geared toward kids. And I'd think, wow, what a far cry from the Batman show I grew up with as a kid. It's all designed, guys, to numb them, desensitize them, so that when they get a few years older and they put them in the military meat market, the meat grinder, I should say, they don't have a problem with it. Because they grew up with violent shows, and it doesn't shock them. It's all part of what this White House document was all about. Get them used to this repugnant philosophy. Because we intend to continue doing it and scaling it up even more. Here's another quote. It's from the U.S. Strategic Command, or Stratacom, a report called Essentials of Post-Cold War Deterrence, 1995. Here's what it said. The fact that some elements of the U.S. government may appear to be potentially out of control can be beneficial to creating and reinforcing fears and doubts within the minds of an adversary's decision makers. That the U.S. may become irrational and vindictive if its vital interests are attacked should be a part of the national persona that we project to all adversaries. It hurts to portray ourselves as too rational and cool-headed. In other words, they want themselves to be viewed internationally as a bunch of raving psychopaths who are ready to fly off the handle at any given moment. And my, hasn't the Bush administration followed that to a T? They want this image projected of themselves around the world and domestically as well. Listen to what our good friend Mr. Brzezinski said in his book, The Grand Chessboard. Listen to what he said. To put it in a terminology that harkens back to the more brutal age of ancient empires, yes, that admirable period of history, let's harken back to that time, he says. He goes on, the three grand imperatives of imperial geostrategy are to prevent collusion and maintain security dependence among the vassals, to keep tributaries pliant and protected, and to keep the barbarians from coming together. That's how they view other nations of the world, guys. Bunch of barbarians. We have to prevent them from coming together. They want to prevent us from coming together, too. Turn us against each other so that we're fighting amongst ourselves instead of the real enemy. Too busy fighting amongst ourselves to recognize the real enemy. Bob Woodward, guys, and Carl Bernstein in the book The Final Days, the classic behind-the-scenes account of Richard Nixon's dramatic last days in the White House, came out in 1994. Listen to what they wrote. Kissinger consulted his aides that deviousness was part of their job. He told one of them, "This is not an honorable business conducted by honorable men in an honorable way. Don't assume I'm that way, and you shouldn't be either." In General Alexander Haig's presence, Kissinger referred pointedly to military men as, quote, dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. There you go. That's their attitude, guys. I mean, do you have any doubts? Any listeners have any doubts at this point, what we're dealing with here? That we do, in fact, have a bunch of out-of-control, psychopathic, megalomaniac, power-hungry, money-grabbing scum that are and have been running this country for a very long time now? And isn't it high time we wake up to that? Stop hiding our heads in the sand, playing make-believe, preoccupying ourselves with soap operas and football games, and take to our feet, take to the streets, and demand the immediate removal of these scoundrels from office, and that we send a strong message to Congress, we know the game. And we're not playing it anymore, and we're not going to allow you to play it anymore either. Because if we don't, folks, I tell you now, we are going to wind up, probably sooner than we'd care to know, under the most despotic system of tyranny the world has ever seen, because that's where they intend to take us. Arianna Huffington, in her book, Pigs at the Trough, I love that title, had this to say. In Without Conscience, renowned criminologist Dr. Robert Hare identified the key emotional traits of psychopaths. Included in that, included what he called the psychopathy checklist, were the inability to feel remorse, a grossly inflated view of oneself, a pronounced indifference to the suffering of others, and a pattern of deceitful behavior. This is what constitutes psychopaths, he said. And folks, this is what is found in our leaders today, and indeed for a great many years now. They do have an inability to feel remorse. They have a grossly inflated view of themselves. They have that let them eat cake attitude, that they're the superiors, the elites, and that we're here to serve them. We're their playthings to do with as they please. They have a pronounced indifference to the suffering of others and a pattern of deceitful behavior. They have all the hallmarks of psychopaths. Woodward in Bush at War told us that Bush was gleefully shaking his fists over the bombing of Baghdad, that he had a long history of this kind of behavior from a time he was a kid. He used to firecracker frogs, put firecrackers in their mouths. He got off on this kind of stuff. It's a psychopath, folks. Your president, your unelected dictator, is, in fact, a psychopath. along with a whole lot of other psychopaths in Washington. Then there's the problem, guys, of the damage done by our military and intelligence establishment to our economy. The U.S. government spends more on its military and intelligence than all other government programs combined. Not only that, but the United States military and intelligence budget is larger than the next 60 largest military and intelligence budgets in the world combined. You wonder where our economic woes come from? The Pentagon admitted, guys, in 2001 that it cannot account for where a great portion of the money given to it actually goes. In fact, it stated that it lost or lost track of over $1 trillion. In May 2001, the Deputy Inspector General at the Pentagon confessed that $4.4 trillion in adjustments to the Pentagon's books had to be cooked to compile required financial statements. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The whole thing up by citing this, what I'm sure most listeners are familiar with, the excerpt from Dwight D. Eisenhower's farewell address. Before I do that, just wanted to mention, if anybody wants the transcripts, there's a few other points here I didn't, I don't have time to cover, and I'm not going to spend another show on this. But if you want the transcripts for the show with all the quotes and the resources where they come from, just send the request to truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. And again, that's Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And I'll just send that to you as an attachment. Or you can go to lulu.com, search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And all of this stuff, along with a whole lot more, is included in my book, The New World Disorder. That's where this actually is, it comes from. These are just notes taken from out of that book. But again, otherwise you can just drop me an email and I'll send it to you, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. But let me sum this whole discussion up of the Cold War and what a scam it was by reading this farewell address statement made by Eisenhower back on January 17th, 1961. Listen to what he said, folks, very carefully, and tell me if this doesn't describe exactly, unfortunately, the mess we now have ourselves in. Indeed, we were in this mess back then, but it's gotten a heck of a lot worse since. He said, we have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We annually spend on military security more than the net income of all United States corporations. It's even worse today. This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. Well, it's not new anymore, unfortunately. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together. Notice, he recognized that security and liberty can prosper together. There's no need to sacrifice one for the other. And any huckster who comes along and tells you that you need to do so is just that, a huckster. They steal your liberties away, telling you it's about security, but then they turn around and tell you, oh, we could be attacked at any moment. Well, of course, when we have wide open borders, they're not giving you either, folks. They're taking your liberty and your security away. Oh, I hope you see it, folks. The war on terror is every bit as much a fraud as the war on Soviet communism was. It's all a scam, guys, and we'd better wake up to it, and fast. All right, guys, got a great guest coming up Monday, a catastrophist. Going to talk about early human history and how this catastrophe, this asteroid strike, had affected the Earth, and it should be pretty interesting, something I'm really fascinated with. Hope you enjoy it. All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
With recent internet.